Sound.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
There's a winter weather advisory until 10 this morning. There may be a light wintry mix initially before a shift to all rain towards the afternoon. The high will hit 48, partly cloudy overnight, the low at 27, then a sunny day tomorrow with a high up to 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Haymarket, 31 in Hyattsville, 33 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Steve Wynn steps down as CEO amid sexual harassment allegations. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, Wednesday morning. For some of us, a little bit of a icy start to our day. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnaise. Joining us right now from the Daily Caller, the White House reporter, Sagar Njeti, is joining us to talk about this Democratic memo. Sagar, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Mary. I really appreciate it.
Let's talk about this 10-page memo that the Democrats have released, and it's going through the process, and the president will have 5 days to decide whether to release it or redact it or what he wants to do with it. Do you think that the Democrats have purposely set a trap for the president? I'm hearing that a lot, and if so, why?
Yeah, so this is what we're hearing from a lot of White House officials, and actually from Representative Trey Gowdy. He said that there's a lot of sources and methods information that was intentionally placed in this very long rebuttal memo, which is going to force the White House's hand if they want to be responsible and, you know, keep sources and methods secret. That's something that, you know, that was talked about a lot yesterday. And Chief of Staff John Kelly actually said this as well, that it's, quote, not as clean whenever it comes to sources and methods. So this is going to be a long national security review for the FBI and for the Department of Justice. And what I think is really funny about this is that many of the Democrats were the ones who were screaming about how the GOP memo would reveal sources and methods and have national security implications. And then national security implications and sources and methods, by all indications, have been intentionally placed in their own memo in order to force basically a political showdown over redactions.
Isn't there a way, though, the president can get around this by not being involved in this and having someone from the FBI come out and say, or the DOJ come out and say, we had to redact this because of the fact that it had so many sources and methods named in it that we can't allow this to come out? Takes the president out of the loop totally.
I'm sure that there will be something to that effect. But, you know, as with all things with the White House, is that the buck stops with the president. And regardless of whether the FBI is the one saying something or not, they are likely still going to charge him with making political redactions. And what's the difficult part, too, is that many of the redactions can probably not even be spoken about by the FBI. So they can only say, yes, you know, we have contributed towards X amount, like some redactions within the memo. They can't name a specific number. And because, you know, redactions inherently are just black ink on a page, you don't really know what was there before. And so they can even charge a political redaction on a perfectly, you know, on a perfectly legitimate redaction. And there would really no way of fact checking that in the public sphere.
Sagar, this is all suggestive of the fact that the White House intends to release this. What's the latest on what the White House has said regarding whether or not they will release the 10-page memo?
Yeah, there's no indication so far that they're not going to release it. You know, they're saying they're going through the National Security Review. The president was briefed on the memo yesterday by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And, you know, by all indications here, the president is being briefed on this. The review is in the full process. There's been no suggestion whatsoever that the memo is not going to be released.
Yeah.
And, you know, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has said over and over again that they're committed to transparency, that it's going to go through the same process. And I do expect it to be released.
I wonder what went on in that conversation with Rod Rosenstein yesterday, and if it was merely like limited to talking about the contours of a 10-page Democratic memo. And even if you are talking about the memo, talking about its contents sort of implicates that Rod Rosenstein's name would come up in other contexts. I wonder, of course, what happened there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us said, you know, oh, man, I wish I could be a fly on the wall for that. I mean, there's no secret that there's major tension right now between the president, between Rosenstein. And, you know, I'm sure that there was probably some discussion about the Mueller probe, about the FISA memo. I mean, as was revealed in the GOP memo, Rosenstein is one of the people who signed off on a FISA application for or on the FISA warrant for Carter Page, despite knowing much of the information that's out there now about the dossier, despite knowing that Christopher Steele, by the FBI's own admission, was no longer a trustworthy source of information. So it's actually kind of funny that Rosenstein is playing a key role in classifying and declassifying a memo which significantly implicates his own actions before the FISA court.
Can the president call everyone's bluff here and say, yeah, release it in full with no redactions, just to show the Democrats for what they are?
He could. He absolutely could. He has broad authority whenever it comes to this. The House Intelligence Committee has voted to declassify the memo, giving the president, you know, the full of the authority to request some redactions. But inherently, actually, whenever it comes to the release, he can approve it for release without redactions, but then those redactions could be requested by the House Intelligence Committee. So he doesn't actually have the authority to just fully release the entire thing itself. He can approve the release of the unredacted version, but say, you know, FBI investigators were to talk to the GOP staffers, you know, the majority staff of the House Intelligence Committee, or even the minority staff, and request some sort of redactions, that would probably be the case if he did that.
Right, assuming it travels merely through the House process. I wonder why Republicans even stomached it in the first place, though. If they knew that there were needed redactions, why did they pass off the buck for political blame to the President of the United States? It's weird that the Republicans on the House Intel Committee didn't handle this redaction problem before it got to the President.
Yeah, that's a good point, and I was thinking the same as well. I think they were just so desperate to show that, you know, they're committed to full transparency that they didn't realize that they're being snookered really into a political showdown over redactions.
Sagar, yesterday the president was heard saying that he's willing to move towards a government shutdown if he can't get what he wants on immigration. What do you know at this hour?
Yeah, what we know so far, though, is that the president is really the only one saying that. No lawmaker has said that immigration is going to be part of a spending deal, you know, in order to fund the government past February 9. Actually, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said yesterday during the briefing, quote, "We do not expect any immigration proposal to be pegged on to this spending bill." And I think it reveals the president's deep frustration here, which is that he has put forward a legislative framework on immigration. And yet, you know, Senator McCain and Senator Coons released this alternative framework, which was totally dead on arrival at the White House. They haven't even taken up the legislative framework for debate. Nobody in the House is discussing with their Senate counterparts on this bill. It's almost as if the bill and the framework doesn't exist, right? And the DACA deadline is approaching very, very fast in March. And so, you know, there's just no movement. And I think that that's what the president is very, very upset about. He thinks that he won during the government shutdown. He thinks the American people, you know, and through recent polling, it does indicate that they are with him in wanting to get a DACA deal with some sort of fix for border security and chain migration. And so he says, okay, if we need to shut the government down, let's do it. But I don't think anybody else, he doesn't have very many people on his side when it comes to that position.
Very quickly, in the 30 seconds we have left, Josh Campbell was an assistant to James Comey. He is leaving to go on to CNN. Why is this such a big deal? Why is it newsworthy?
Yeah, it's very interesting because Mr. Campbell, in a flyer that I obtained, was advertising his position with CNN while he was a member of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and he included a picture of himself on a CNN set. And in his farewell flyer to his fellow agents, he advertised and invited them to come and celebrate his new role, quote, defending Bureau on CNN. And Mr. Campbell is former assistant to James Comey. His hiring comes right before the release of an IG report from the FBI, which is expected to be extremely critical of many of the former associates of Campbell, including, you know, Deputy Director McCabe and Comey. And so I think his hiring by CNN is very, very interesting. And I think there's some more there that I'm looking into.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us, Sagar Njeti, White House reporter for the Daily Caller. We hope to have you back again soon.
Thanks for having me.
It's 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, we are in pretty decent shape as far as the volume and major rush hour problems. We're light coming in from the west, 66 Greenway Toll Road. And I know it's no surprise we have a lot of delays and cancellations, but you still really need to watch just as you head out and about with any of the wet pavement. Could potentially have some slick spots, right as we're still hovering around the freezing spot for many areas. We do have a crash on the way to the Wilson Bridge in those far right local lanes on the Beltway before you get to the bridge span. Let's see, fire truck ambulance there now. So we have the right lane of two blocked. So that's why coming around past 210, just keep alert toward 295 with that right lane with the incident. Other than that, we're good across the American Legion Bridge. The Beltway pretty much delay-free. We had three separate accidents on I-70 between Newmarket and Mount Airy. They have been cleared, and quickly those delays cleared out, if you heard me talk about that in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect for about another 2 hours till 10 a.m. We'll have a mix of sleet, rain, freezing rain possible early this morning, but then you'll just see periods of rain from late this morning into the afternoon. Rainfall about half an inch, high about 48. Tonight, cloudy, windy with winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Partly cloudy after midnight, a low of 27. And then tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 39. Currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees in this traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
All right. We've been told for a while that, you know, working with a foreign government to dethrone a political opponent is one of the worst sins that you can commit. Donald Trump Jr. taking a meeting because a Russian lawyer said that she had compromising information on Hillary Clinton.
Collusion.
That's collusion. That's a sin. You cannot do that. That's a crime. And we need to get to the bottom of this. Well, one of the guys who's leading the charge to get to the bottom of it is a guy by the name of Adam Schiff. He's the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee. He's a Democrat, and he's been really aggressively going after Donald Trump and his family for perceived collusion with the Russians during the 2016 election. Well, let's place all this in context. He recently took a phone call from Russian pranksters who promised compromising information on the President of the United States. His office claims that he knew they were pranksters all along. Listen to this phone call and tell me if you think he knew.
Hi. All right. I'm going to put Mr. Schiff on the phone, and then I guess are you going to transfer him to Mr. Parubi?
Yes, of course.
Great. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
All right, now let me pause it here and just say that he's posing as a fake Ukrainian politician, and his offer is that Trump had a relationship with a Russian model named Olga Buzova after a Miss Universe pageant in 2013. This is the allegation that he wants to share with the Democrat who's investigating Donald Trump. Listen.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
Yes,
no, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2013, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited a competition Miss Universe, and there he met with Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
I'm sorry, can you explain that again? While he was in Moscow in November 2013, he met with a journalist and...
Well, she's poor journalist, but anyway, she became famous because of Putin is her godfather.
Okay, Putin is a godfather, okay. Uh-huh.
She's also known as a person who provides girls for escort for oligarchs, and she met with Trump and she brought him one-hour Russian girl, celebrity Olga Buzova, who also known as a person with a strange reputation.
Olga, and how do you spell her name?
Olga Buzova.
Buzova. So yes. Olga Buzova is a friend of the reporter Sobchak?
Yes, she's a friend of a reporter, and I think the special agent of Russian Secret Service, Ksenia Sobchak.
That Sobchak is or Olga is?
No, Sobchak is Ksenia.
Okay, and so Buzova met with Trump in New York at some point after the 2013 Miss Universe
yes.
pageant.
Absolutely, and she got compromising materials on Trump after their short relations.
Okay, and what's the nature of the compromise?
Well, there were pictures of naked Trump.
Okay.
Pictures of naked Trump. He's like dutifully taking notes.
Do you seriously think, I mean, we listen to this, and maybe it's because we've heard it and we know that it was a prank that I hear this, and I'm like, there's no way he took this seriously. There's just no way, right?
He was literally writing down everything they said, having him repeat names to write it all down. So he's trying to take all this on. And so you think, okay, he thought it was a prank. Yeah, sure. Because the next day, a Schiff aide kept following up with the pranksters, asking if they could get the information. They were going to meet at the Ukrainian embassy to have the information handed over. They were going to coordinate with a foreign government to take on a political opponent and to take him down. That was their intent. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson pulled Adam Schiff's RT appearance in 2013. I'm sorry, you heard me right. Adam Schiff appeared on Russia Today in 2013, the cable network that the intelligence community accused of being the propaganda arm of the Russian government, which it is, but also said that it was damaging to the United States. And this is one of the key findings of the intelligence community. This is a little bit of Tucker talking about Adam Schiff.
Now tonight we've learned that the foreign subversion goes even deeper than that. The Russian conspiracy is so subtle, so crafty, such a bewildering Slavic hall of mirrors, that the very people warning us about Russia are in fact key players in the Russian conspiracy.
All right, so that's Adam Schiff is involved. Now go to cut 27. Here's Adam Schiff on RT talking about why we need FISA transparency. Listen.
Adam Schiff from California. He joined me earlier, and I asked him how his reforms to the FISA court will protect America's First and Fourth Amendment rights.
Well, I think that'll have the cumulative impact of making the FISA court much more transparent.
All right, so Adam Schiff goes on for a long interview on that very subject. Hilarious. He's the real colluder. Can we all agree?
Yeah. All right. Frank sent us a note and said, Olga Buzova, she was a foreign exchange student at my high school. I think I dated her senior year.
The plot thickens. 823 at WMAL.
If you're planning to sell your home, I recommend you call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Your home sold guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right. Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, or you're uncomfortable? You have a smile that you just always want to hide. You hate your smile. I have some great news for you. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry have a solution for you with HiBridge. HiBridge is a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a brand new smile. The process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Now, significantly shorter treatment time, the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment, determined. It gives you a smile that you could be confident of because your teeth look, feel, and function as real teeth should. And if you're listening to this, you're saying, well, I'm too young for this. I know someone who did this, and I was talking to Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. She said, you'd be amazed at the number of patients we have in their 40s and 50s who come in to learn about HyBridge. They're the best, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. If you're interested, if this sounds even slightly familiar to you, something you might be interested in, they're having a free HyBridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's Monday the 12th, and they'll help you understand all of your dental options. Seating is limited, so call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. It's free. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. It's 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, really taking it easy as you head out and about this morning. That's the key. I know it looks like you walk out, not too much traffic, and looks mostly wet, but the potential still of hitting some slick spots, definitely an issue. On the way to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, out of Maryland into Virginia, delays quickly forming. The crashes in the local lanes, which are the far right local exit lanes. The right lane of 2 block right near 295. Fire and rescue still at the scene there. So that, again, to the Wilson Bridge, seeing some of those backups. The other part of the Beltway is just fantastic. No delay at all. Virginia Beltway, no problems. Maryland through Bethesda, Silver Spring, Greenbelt, New Carrollton. Had the crash reported on Kenilworth Avenue, 201 southbound, right as you come down toward the Capitol Beltway, so keep alert there. 270 quiet in the Mount Airy area on I-70. We had three separate accidents right in the stretch between Newmarket and Mount Airy on 70. They have been cleared, and those delays really have quickly eased through that stretch. Update is now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning with a light wintry mix early, then a shift to rain towards the afternoon with a high of 48, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
UMUC offers 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, so you can gain the skills you need to advance in in-demand fields like cloud computing, data analytics, healthcare, and more. Get started earning the degree you need for the career you want. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice.
stop.
Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, Mikayla Shiffrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
All right, President Trump wants a big, huge, beautiful military parade. You think it's a good idea? We'll find out. We'll let you tell us. It's 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're under a winter weather advisory for another 90 minutes or so. The light mix of frozen precipitation has caused the federal government this morning to open 2 hours late. A lot of schools are opening late, but others called off classes entirely.
Most school systems opted originally to open 2 hours late, but a late movement of ice into areas north and west of town prompted several closures. They include Carroll, Frederick, Howard, and Montgomery County schools in Maryland, Fairfax, Fauquier, Loudoun, and Prince William County schools in Virginia. All now closed.
WMAL's John Matthews reporting, and you can get the complete list from the WMAL Storm Center at WMAL.com. A short-term spending measure in the House and a budget pact evolving in the Senate make it less likely now the federal government will shut down tomorrow night.
At this point in time, aides in both the Republican side and Democratic side of the Senate and House tell me they are on the verge of a major budget deal, something that would increase spending caps for both defense and non-defense discretionary spending up to $300 billion, the type of deal that would essentially lock in a two-year budget agreement.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. 11 Democratic state attorneys general, including those from Maryland and D.C., are suing the Trump administration over its decision to delay implementation of an Obama-era rule to expand the number of wetlands and small waterways protected by the Clean Water Act. The next stop on Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld's region-wide legislative tour brings him to D.C.'s Wilson Building today. Wiedefeld will be addressing the D.C. Council as he pushes for an overhaul of Metro's funding. Maryland lawmakers are considering making it illegal for your kids to participate in tackle football or other contact sports on publicly funded fields until they're at least in high school. It's an effort to stem sports-related head injuries. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,913, the Nasdaq at 71,16. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. The Caps get a win in Columbus. The Wizards lose in Philadelphia. College basketball, Georgetown loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT. That's 844-981-EXIT. Or visit timeshareexitteam.com.
Hey, it's Mary with a delightful Valentine's Day tip. Direct Jewelry Outlet. Now, this is not your typical retail jewelry store. There is no marble floor. There's no expensive chandelier. But you are going to be impressed by DJO's breathtaking jewelry at phenomenal prices. And you'll be impressed by their unparalleled customer service. There's never any pressure from commission salespeople. Their only focus is your satisfaction. Guys, trust me, you want to make an impression. Candy doesn't last, but jewelry is forever. And side note to you ladies, you may just want to check this out for yourself. DJO's reputation is so good that for 5 years in a row, Angie's List has given them their Super Service Award. So make this Valentine's Day one that your love will never forget at Direct Jewelry Outlet. No matter your budget, DJO helps love shine. For hours and location, visit DJO.com. That's DJO.com.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach Your Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach Your Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach Your Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That is just one area of the Beltway where I'm seeing a bit of volume. Rest of the Beltway really is running delay free. Now, from Maryland into Virginia, as you come out of Oxon Hill, watch for the delays right near, looks like about 210 to get you toward the bridge span in those far right local lanes, right at 295. So we have the right lane still blocked. Right at the exit for 295, it looks like a pickup truck and a car trying to make that exit ramp spun out. They're facing the wrong way. We still have the right lane of that beltway block. So be very cautious in that area. Once you cross the bridge, looks fantastic. No problems here heading over toward Springfield. And from the west, that's a nice quiet trip for everyone, too. As you come in off the Greenway, Toll Road 66, light volume, of course, with all the delays and cancellations. Keep that in mind. See a little bit of volume here starting to form for our 395. We're good off the beltway. It's right as you come up toward the inbound 14th Street Bridge where that starts to slow a bit to the bridge span. Nothing currently reported in the way, but I'm watching for this closely here at the bridge span itself. Southeast Southwest Freeway runs delay free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a light wintry mix early before a shift to all rain later this morning and into the afternoon. The high today will approach 48. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. Clearing tomorrow, the high of 39. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Woodbridge, 29 in Olney, 34 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, the President of the United States has asked the Pentagon to get in action a military parade through the streets of Washington, D.C. The idea being they're going to march right up Pennsylvania Avenue, complete with military equipment, maybe get a couple tanks in there. You get members of the military marching along a parade route in which Americans can come and see the brave men and women who compose our military and keep us free and safe and able to walk these very streets. Are you for that? Are you for having our military do a national parade here in Washington, D.C.? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. The president asking the Pentagon to get ready to try one later this year, not to try one, but to do one. A military official speaking to the Washington Post says the marching orders from the White House were, quote, "I want a parade like the one in France, like in Bastille Day." This is being worked at the highest levels of the military, they say. The White House issuing a statement saying that President Trump is incredibly supportive of America's great service members who risk their lives every day to keep our country safe. He has asked the Department of Defense to explore a celebration at which all Americans can show their appreciation. The Pentagon also saying that, quote, we are aware of the request and are in the process of determining specific details. We will share more information throughout the planning process. Are you for it? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I think if Americans want to show their appreciation to the military, there are a lot of things we can actually do that will actually help them, give them more money, raise their pay, don't use millions of dollars on a military parade, actually make sure that they have more money in their pockets. How about people actually go to a Veterans Day parade or event in their town? How many people go to that other than people who served in the military? I think there are other things we can do. Jeffrey sent us a note and said, concerning the military parade in Washington, D.C., I agree, it shouldn't happen. How about the thread concerning the poor schmo who will have to prepare his dress uniform to march in the parade, or the hours of practice he'll have to tolerate? There's very little upside. I know the president was impressed with Bastille Day, but parading and primping is something the French military do well and always have. Results matter? With the exception of the mad Corsican, the French have not exactly lit the world on fire militarily. Also, the D.C. Council tweeted out about this. The D.C. government will open on time today. D.C. public schools will open on time today. Sadly, the giant tank parade is canceled permanently.
This is why you don't get a vote, D.C.
But I thought the government was opening 2 hours late, so this may be wrong.
I'll just point out, normally these parades in American history have happened not on a regular basis, but usually after wars. After World Wars I and II, there were parades for our service members. Vietnam, no, we didn't have that, and very different reaction to that. And then Desert Storm, there was an $8 million parade. That was the price tag of it, according to the Washington Post. After Desert Storm, Stormman Norman Schwarzkopf was standing there alongside George H.W. Bush, the president at the time, as they did have military equipment running down the streets. It's not clear to me if this is an annual thing. I think the idea would be at least to have a military parade honoring our military. It's been considered in the past for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it was kind of scrapped because the Afghanistan conflict still continues. Is there a good opportunity here? Is this an opportunity for the public, of which many people do not have relationships with the military, to get to know our military and to see them and to honor them? Less than half a percentage point of the entire country serves in our military. Let's go to your calls now. Jeff is in Woodbridge this morning. Jeff, are you supportive of the president's idea here to have a military parade?
Not really. As much as I love the man and do support him and just about everything he wants to do, I think what Mary was saying was good. There's a lot of different ways to do this. I got no problem maybe getting a lot of the troops together and just marching, but I don't think bringing all these weapons, and it kind of reminds me of the old newsreels you saw of Germany and Russia, or even just recently North Korea. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of expense. I just think we could do something a little bit better.
Except in contrast to those countries, we support freedom, liberty, and this is the people's military. Whereas oftentimes those are just to make dictators seem impressive. I do like the displays. There are plenty of places, by the way, where you can also celebrate the military, including Fleet Week in New York City, air shows around the country. And right here in Washington, D.C., they have the evening parade at 8th and I, which if you haven't been yet, you need to go. Radu's in Potomac this morning weighing in on this. Radu, good morning. Do you support President Trump's idea of having a military parade?
Good morning. I definitely support the idea. I have a son who's a Marine who's out there defending this country, and I'm very proud of him. And unlike the NFL and the NFL players who obviously don't even have the decency to stand during our national anthem and they disrespect the military and the police, I think that a military parade would be the biggest parade this country has ever seen.
Yeah, and it would remind a lot of the politicians in Washington that there are plenty of Americans who want to honor our military and show up to support it. More from you in a moment here, 8:43 on WMAL.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. For a limited time, save up to $1,400 and get a free adjustable base upgrade. Visit sleephappens.com. I want to tell you about a really unique gift for Valentine's Day, and it could be for your loved one. It could be for, think of other loved ones, aunts, uncles. Does it have to be a woman? Everyone loves getting a wonderful gift, and this is definitely different. I'm talking about the perfect perfectly paired combination from Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries. They've teamed up now, and you can get both gifts in one package. Beautiful, gorgeous flowers and wonderful, luscious berries. Perfectly paired is two gifts in one. It will definitely impress. And today only, you can get a gorgeous one dozen red roses and those dipped gourmet berries together in a beautiful, specially designed gift box for just $49.99. This is today only. This box will keep your berries cold. It will keep your flowers fresh, guaranteed. Just pick the delivery date. Customer satisfaction number one, or your money back. Visit proflowers.com today to get one dozen red roses with dipped gourmet berries for just $49.99. That's proflowers.com. This offer is valid only today. Valentine's Day is going to be here before you know it. You don't want to wait. Check out Perfectly Paired and think inside the box.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. You know, we've been watching and anticipating the forecast and the weather, and we're doing pretty well as far as the incidents. We've had light volume this morning because of all the delays and cancellations. Now, one area that we're really coming to a standstill is heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and this is due to the crash on the inner loop as you head. This is going to be from Maryland into Virginia. Inner loop, right at that exit ramp that you would get onto 295, I have two cars that are spun out off the roadway into the grassy median, one facing the wrong way right at the Beltway stretch. Not sure if ice is a factor. It looks like the MDOT trucks are there. We'll see if they're going to retreat the surface, but that could potentially have been an issue. Again, ramps, exit ramps, on ramps, overpasses tend to have the refreeze and the slick conditions, so be very careful. Again, this current crash, inner loop at 295 before you get to the bridge span. Now, the Beltway in College Park had the crash quickly gone. If you heard me talk about that, Kenilworth Avenue north at the Beltway, that incident to the shoulder. Also seeing some delays right as you merge off the toll road, the exit ramp that would get you onto the Beltway Virginia outer loop. So right there, a little bit of a hung up the point. But other than that, really, it's been quiet. 270, no delay out of Frederick down to the Beltway. Love it. Enjoy that trip and be careful. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wear weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a wintry mix early, then a shift of rain towards the afternoon with a high of 48, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
All right. Do you want a military parade through the streets of Washington, D.C.? The President of the United States confirming yesterday, the White House confirming yesterday, that these conversations are ongoing with the Pentagon. Like to figure out a way to support the military, and could be in the form of a parade in our nation's capital. Are you for it? Tom, on line one, is in Woodbridge this morning. Good morning, Tom. What do you think?
Hi. Yeah, no, I don't think it's advisable. First, we don't need to be spending the money. Second, I think it would just give more ammunition to the president's enemies. I don't know that the United States has ever done a parade just for the sake of a parade for the military. Usually, as you've said, it's been in the aftermath of war, you know, to celebrate the end of that war and to bring the troops home and that kind of thing. I support the president. I understand what he's trying to do, and he really, really does appreciate the military, but I don't think he's thought this one all the way through.
Yeah, all right.
Those countries that do military parades like that are in fact overwhelmingly dictatorships who are trying to show off their power. May Day parades in China, Russia, North Korea. The Western Europeans don't do this. I'm like, it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah,
I don't think it would be advisable.
Yeah, I get it. A lot of difference of opinion on this morning, but that's definitely one that's been expressed a lot. I totally get that one. Tom in Leesburg this morning, I think thinks that it is okay to do this, though. Tom, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a retired colonel. I've served around the world, 76 countries altogether. And parades, military parades are commonplace. They're not just dictatorships. Our allies have military parades. It's kind of ridiculous to say it's dictatorships and leftist organizations, because it's not. We used to do military parades as a commonplace item pretty much up until the Vietnam era. When we stopped doing rotations, unit rotations, and started doing basically single-person re-emplacements, replenishment. And it was a bigger deal when we had unit rotations, and they would always have a big welcoming home for the units and so forth. But, in fact, we used to have multi-service, all services represented in parades that were nothing but military parades, and up through the 60s, mm-hmm. it was with equipment. And a lot of times the equipment was basically brought in from the local guard. They didn't transport equipment from halfway across the country.
Yeah, no, good point. Well, I'll tell you what, the one nice thing about living in Washington, D.C., whether or not you want a parade, you get to see Marine One fly overhead very often. I dig it every time. 850 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Most people would agree, a dog really is a member of the family. But wait till you hear what they're able to do for some patients in a hospital setting. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Owning a dog can do great things for your health, help you get more exercise, feel more relaxed, even less lonely. According to a new study in the Journal of Pediatric Oncology Nursing, dogs can play an especially important role for pediatric cancer patients. Researchers recruited more than 100 children around the country who were recently diagnosed with cancer. They assigned about half of them to a therapy dog while they continued to receive standard treatment. These kids said it helped take their minds off of some of the pain they were feeling, also making them feel less anxious about going to the hospital. And there was another bonus. The dogs also made the parents feel less stressed because the kids had something fun to distract them. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to angieslist.com today.
All right, you hear me ask you about whether or not you have missing or damaged teeth, but actually, also, does a loved one of yours have missing or damaged teeth? I think you could have some advice to them. They can go to a place, no matter how long it's been they've seen a dentist, since they've seen a dentist, they can go to the Cascade Center for Dental Health, because their incredible staff is the exact warm, no criticism, no judgment environment that they need, or maybe you need. You know, what sets Cascades apart is their experience. Dr. Ruparelia, one of the most highly trained, competent, and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Cascades can perform your procedure in their office in just one day with just one doctor, saving you so much time and money. Their state-of-the-art technology, you've got to see it. It's incredible what they can do there. And they also have an in-house anesthesiologist. Not a lot of doctors can claim that. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Pick the procedure. Click on the video. See how it works. And then call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time.
Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, everyone's done pretty well this morning that have been out and about. We have light volume on 270 around the Beltway, Virginia, wide open. Maryland, no problems. Bethesda, Silver Spring, where we have one set of delays, though, on the Beltway, and that's for those of you heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge due to a crash on the exit ramp that would take you to 295. Two cars spun out, one in the grassy median, one was facing the wrong way, and I'm watching the crews there at the scene. Looks like they're retreating that exit ramp. So still a potential of some slick spots as you head out and about. So keep that in mind. Again, to the Wilson Bridge with the backups before you get to 210. And a lot of that focused on those far right local lanes with the crash. On DC, 295. That's another area right now. We're struggling dealing with a crash. That's why we have the volume now forming. 295 southbound, where we had been essentially delay free. The crash southbound after Benning Road as you come up to East Capitol Street. Update sponsored by A-Plus Service Expo. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. 866-EXPERTS or visit A-Plus-HVAC.com today. And now let's check from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a light wintry mix early before a shift to all rain later this morning and into the afternoon. The high today will approach 48. Partly cloudy overnight with a low 27. Clearing tomorrow, the high 39. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes, simple yet powerful natural approach, has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
It's an engaging conversation, and that's what we like to do here.
All kinds of stuff to talk about.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
I agree with you on that.
We're on the same page here.
I'm so glad I got the chance to hear you today.
Okay, thanks for your call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Hey, it's Washington. You never know who's listening.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. Hey, coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, we have a release, don't we, of some text messages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all of them. Apparently, all the struck page text messages have
all
been released.
Of them?
So I know what my reading is today, yeah.
Even, like, the good ones?
I don't know if the naughty text messages have been released, but I'm going to be looking for those.
Who's speaking of
because
naughty?
I can't help myself. I love gossip.
My heart broke. My heart broke when I saw the text message that Lisa didn't want Peter to text her anymore. I was torn. I felt Neil Sedaka started playing in my heart.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Lawmakers may be on track to avoid a repeat of last month's government shutdown. A short-term spending measure has passed the House, and senators are said to be close to a budget deal. Still, President Trump unexpectedly raised the possibility of closing things down again if he can't get immigration reform.
If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
President Trump calling for another shutdown if Democrats don't agree to his immigration demands, despite the fact that at the same time, Senate negotiators were touting bipartisan progress on a budget deal.
I'm optimistic that very soon we'll be able to reach an agreement.
We are closer to an agreement than we have ever been.
The Senate budget negotiations do not include an immigration overhaul, a longtime Republican goal.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. The wintry mix that we've had this morning is just about over, but around lunchtime we may get a good soaking rain, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian LaSorsa, but he says all that moisture is not necessarily going to be an ice risk.
We're going to get enough wind where we can dry things out a little bit. If there is standing water, then definitely that will freeze. But for most surfaces that are just wet, I think there might be enough wind on the backside of this where most of that kind of dries out. So I would say slippery spots are possible, but I think it'll be more isolated as opposed to widespread.
The full forecast is just ahead. Today was a rude reminder that, yes, it is still winter. But the White House is already looking ahead to a springtime tradition.
For the White House Easter egg roll will go online this Friday. First Lady Melania Trump is inviting families with children age 13 and under to join her, President Trump, White House staff, and their families for the day of festivities on the South Lawn. They're free and the event is open to the public. You have until the 15th to get into the lottery. The Easter egg roll will take place Monday, April 2nd. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Washington's buzzing about a parade, not an Easter parade, but a full-blown military parade in the nation's capital.
A national military parade, effectively a show of force, would be unique in the United States. Such celebrations are usually held after the end of a war. But the president reportedly loved France's Bastille Day pomp and circumstances enough that he's asked the Pentagon to work up plans for a show of might he can review. First reported by the Washington Post, the White House acknowledged last night in a statement the president, quote, has asked the Department of Defense to explore a celebration at which all Americans can show their appreciation. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Metro's boss heads down a few blocks from Metro headquarters this morning to the Wilson Building.
As he has in both Richmond and Annapolis, Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld's expected to make his case today for why Metro needs a more permanent stream of money. He may have a more receptive audience in the D.C. Council, which includes the chairman of Metro's board of directors, Jack Evans.
It's an absolutely historic moment for the region.
With bills in all three legislatures plus the federal government, unlike those places, Evans says D.C. is going forward with a sales tax to fund Metro. It's been criticized by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan as a regressive tax on poor people.
It is. He's not wrong on that. But the sales tax is the easiest tax to implement, the fairest tax.
At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It may soon be illegal for young kids in Maryland to participate in tackle football on publicly funded fields until they're in high school. Lawmakers behind the proposal in Annapolis say they're just trying to prevent sports-related head injuries. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,913. The NASDAQ at 71,16. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
That's what everybody needs to know.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Wow, that's cool.
Details at WMAL.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Thinking of retiring? Don't miss the Retirement Keys Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.